Okay, our friends. As you know, we are in November. It is a fall day, sort of heading into winter. And whenever you get into winter, December is just around the corner. When you get there, friends, it's definitely cold. And the animals that need to should be hibernating. And we don't know why some of them resist it, but some of them do. For example, Harold. Harold hates to hibernate. Yeah, let's read about it, shall we? That's the name of the book today. Harold Hates to Hibernate. It's by Vern Kowski. And friends, I want to also remind you of a fun literary device that he's using here.
Same letter three times theory?
The same letter multiple times is called alliteration.
Mm-hmm. Alliteration theory?
It's not a theory, it's a tool. So we use a tool when we have more than one word that starts with the same letter. So here's what we've got. Harold hates to hibernate. Try saying that three times fast. And I am delighted to read it to you today. So buckle up, you guys. Today's story is read by Mommy. And who's with me today? Tiny the Acorn, he's still on his tree, but we cannot see him because he's way up high. Fair enough. I'm so happy that you're here, Tiny the Acorn.
Look up. Can't you see me now?
Now I see him. Hello, Tiny. Are you ready for your story?
Yep.
Here we go. Harold loves the bright fall days. He loves borrowing a bit of honey from the bees and eating all the apples in the apple trees. But what Harold truly loves the most is the time he spends with his friends, the crows. Harold wishes these days would last forever. Instead, they only get shorter and shorter until it's dark before playtime has even begun. Have you ever noticed that? The days seem so much shorter in the wintertime, don't they? It gets dark so soon. Then one day, the other bears pass by and say, "Hurry up, Harold, it's almost time to hibernate." "So soon?" thinks Harold. "But what if my friends forget me while I'm gone?" A horrible thought, right? Harold has to find a way to stay awake. Let's see what happens. He tries climbing and jumping and even taking a bath, but he only ends up more tired than he was before. In the forest, it begins to snow. Harold's tummy rumbles, and he grumbles to the crows, "If I just had something to eat, I bet I could stay up all winter long." "Gaga! Gaga!" The crows fly off because they're thinking, oh, don't eat me, right? Oh, no. No, what they're doing is they're going to go find a feast, then bring it back for Harold to eat. And in the picture, we can see what they have done. They've gone to the river. They've picked up some fish. And they brought the fish back and tossed him down to Harold.
"Now I'm full and wide awake," shouts Harold. "I'll never have to hibernate."
In the forest, the wind begins to blow. Harold shivers.
"Brr, I'm cold. If I just had some warm clothes."
The crows fly off. You want to do it with me?
Ka-da! Ka-da!
To find some clothes to bring them back for Harold to wear. And they went to the children in the house in the forest and stole their pajamas and brought them back to this bear, Harold.
I'm so warm and wide awake. I'll never have to hibernate.
He says, well, let's see now. He's had his dinner. He's got his pajamas on. What's happening? In the forest, the ice begins to grow. Harold stretches.
Oh, my paws are sore. If only I had somewhere soft to rest.
The crows fly off. Ready? To find something soft. Then make a bed so Harold can rest.
I'm not sleepy. I'm wide awake, he says. I don't need to hibernate.
But in his bed so snug and warm, Harold's eyes begin to close. Harold yawns.
Thank you, crows, for everything. I hope you don't forget me. While I sleep.
The crows fly off.
Caw-caw. Caw-caw.
All the way up to their nest. And they get something. Then they come back to let Harold know that they'll never forget. Stocking cap. A long time ago, people used to sleep with stocking caps on their head to keep their head warm. In fact, some people still do to this day. And now our little friend Harold has soft pajamas and a stocking cap and a blankie and a bunch of birds to cuddle up with him all winter long. What nice friends, right? Mm-hmm. And it is also, say it with me now,
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.